Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Let's see here. No sponsor. Let's get right into this. I know that at 9.15, Hooman and Corey are going to be here, and they're going to be reviewing The Joker. And I have a couple stories about The Joker that I want to do. They're doing The Joker and Lucy in the Sky, which I want to say is about some girl who wants to be an astronaut or something.
Something like that. I think Hooman is just going to mention that. I don't think Corey saw that particular movie.
There's some big star attached to it, though, who's playing Lucy, who's in the sky.
I never heard of it.
I only read about it yesterday.
Hooman mentioned it before.
Oh, maybe.
Let's see. Release date. Natalie Portman.
Oh, that's
it. Oh, that explains it, because she's been everywhere lately. And Zazie Beetz. I don't know who that is.
Oh, Zazie Beetz.
John Hamm is in it as well.
Oh, John Hamm. Oh, John Hamm. He's in that show I watched called Good Omens on Amazon Prime Video.
Is that right?
It's about these angels. And they're sort of perpetual. And he's like, I want to say he's Archangel. Who's the Archangel? Michael or something?
Yeah.
He plays that guy, and he's such
Does
a
he
bitch.
Really?
Yeah, he's so mean. That is a great show. It's really funny.
It's
he's
English.
A good actor.
Yeah, oh my
he's,
God, he's so
great.
Good in it.
Just about this movie, it says here, the little description, after an awe-inspiring experience in outer space, an astronaut returns to Earth and starts to lose touch with reality. In a world that now seems too small.
Oh, Lucy in the Sky.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. So, The Joker is opening tomorrow. Everybody in my family went and saw it on Tuesday night, so I was talking to John about it yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And he loved it.
Oh, good.
He said, you know, the thing about it is that it's very dark, as you've been hearing. And it's not that there isn't a ton of action in it. It's really about watching one person's devolution into mental illness, taking, you know, just going to the wrong place and just manifesting crazy. And so it can be.
But he thinks that guy pulled it off or not?
Oh, he said Joaquin is just mesmerizing. And he is a great actor.
He is.
And he said, just watch, you really believe it. You can see the journey that this particular character is on and how it takes him over and what it becomes. So he really did like it. And he saw it with whom, and I'm not sure if Corey was there that particular night, but they've all seen it, and they're going to talk about it today. They say that that Joker is controversial, and it's not for kids. It's an R. And one theater chain is trying one theater chain is trying to drive that point home to parents. The Alamo Drafthouse, which I've only been to that place one time, and it was like the best movie experience of all time. They posted a message on Facebook saying, "Parental warning: this is not a joke. Joker is rated R, and for good reason. There's lots of very, very rough language, brutal violence, and overall bad vibes."
Wow.
It's a gritty, dark, and realistic Taxi Driver-esque depiction of one man's descent into madness. It's not for kids, and they won't like it anyway. There's no Batman. So that was their quote. And for some reason, they took it down. But I thought they should have left it up there. I mean, a lot of people, you know, they hear Joker and their kid's into Batman or is into like that, you know, the Gotham universe. And I can totally picture growing up saying, oh, yeah, of course, we'll take it to the Joker.
Well, I'm the cool parent. I let my kids see stuff, right? I mean, that's what Alamo is probably trying to combat, which is don't be the cool parent. This isn't what
they probably are watching children leave crying.
Yeah, we don't want to deal with it.
Right. I wondered, though, if maybe the movie company said, you got to take that down.
Oh.
We want everyone
I'd
to
heard
come
that
and
there was
spend their money.
This movie's so dark, the movie company was putting security in places worried that there was going to be
violence.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, I don't.
Well, I know they're not. Aren't they not showing it at the? Is it Aurora where there was the movie theater
I
shooting was?
I believe so. That sounds right. There was a story out yesterday or the day before.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Because that's where one of the movie shootings.
Right. That they're keeping really violent movies out of there. And he was even asked, you know, aren't you afraid that, like, some of what you're depicting here will manifest in real life? And he stood up and, like, Joaquin Phoenix did. He stood up and said, oh, I don't know. And left. And then someone talked him off a ledge. And an hour later, he came back and finished the interview.
Yeah.
Well, the bummer is that in a society full of people from all walks and levels of education and mental
stability,
right, that you have to consider that some, you know, what percentage of people might take this the wrong way. I'd hate to see art cease
mm-hmm.
because you have to be concerned that someone who shouldn't see this does see it and reacts in a way that is violent.
Right.
I hate to think that that's the way we're going to go, but I mean, at what point does
this train stop?
Art start to get affected,
right?
Because we can't
monitor
who sees stuff.
Everything's been affected. It's.
You remember right after Columbine, everyone was pointing a finger at Marilyn Manson, like he went and did it, and it was because those kids liked him.
Yeah.
And he was sitting there going, "You guys, I make music.
Right." Well, there's, you know, people always want a reason, and they point to things. Oh, it's video games. Oh, it's Ozzy. You know, whatever
that
it is.
That happened. Judas Priest also had a court case.
Well, listen, I mean, you know, I wouldn't call this high art, what we do here, but we are creative sorts, and we're, you know, creating a show for you, and we've been affected, like, hardcore. We've totally changed how we do this show and what's acceptable in the 23 years we've been here. Mm-hmm. It's just the way life goes. I don't think that's an invalid point, Ben. I think it's already affecting art.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows how much further that'll go. Like, maybe they'll start to have, you know, R-rated movies, you know, some... Maybe this would qualify as an even stricter thing, like an S-rated movie.
Double R.
You know, just then the letter after R.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm just trying to follow your...
Triple
right.
R. In real life, Joaquin Phoenix is in love and happy.
Is he married?
He's not.
He's going with Rooney Mara, right?
He is. And he said that, I guess they met on the set of Her, which is the one that he did with Scarlett Johansson.
She's
really,
in that?
Is she the neighbor? The only other person I can even picture in that movie. Like, there's some coworkers, and then there's, like, neighbors in his building. And he gets, and Scarlett Johansson is a voice throughout the whole thing. You know,
It says her name is Catherine. I don't know what, in Her.
Yeah.
But I don't know who that is.
Well, anyway.
I don't remember her.
He opened up about his relationship with, and they are affianced.
Oh, they are?
Yeah. So he was talking about her during an interview with Vanity Fair. He's on the cover of the November issue. They met on the set of the 2013 film Her. Phoenix told the magazine he initially believed that Rooney Mara didn't like him, disliked him even, when they were making the movie. Later, he found out she liked him, but she was shy. He says, "She's the only girl I ever looked up on the internet. We were just friends, email friends."
Oh,
he wanted to know more about her, so he Googled her. I've never done that. Never looked up a girl online. They were talking to one another nonstop, a source told People magazine at the time. Small talk between them. They went for their car, and they're talking about how they left and were holding hands. I guess this must be later, after they discovered they liked each other.
It looks like Rooney played his ex-wife on Her.
Oh.
Because there's a little sentence here. Theodore meets with Catherine at a restaurant to sign the divorce papers.
Hmm.
Yeah, I don't remember that at all.
I don't either. Yeah. I don't know. I should almost go back. I remember being so charmed.
It was a cute movie.
Very little of that movie, though, stands out, huh?
Yeah.
Other than him,
you know what,
romancing the voice.
You know what stands out to me is when she gets a surrogate in there. Scarlett Johansson's character, this AI disembodied voice, gets
her
a surrogate.
Name, Samantha, I think is her name.
Oh, that's right. And the woman comes and pretends that she's...
I don't even remember that.
Yeah, that's really... I think
I
about that.
Remember that.
I think
yeah.
about when they're singing a song together, and I just think about him. It's really... That whole movie is just focused on his face and him responding to the things that this disembodied voice are saying. and yet, it's great. Anyway, they've kept their romance low-key, Joaquin Phoenix and Rooney Mara. I guess he revealed in 2017, in September 2017, that they'd begun living together. And last month, he thanked her for her support while accepting the TIFF Tribute Actor Award at the Toronto International Film Festival. The Toronto International Film Festival Tribute Actor Award. And he did it by saying this: "One last thing, somewhere here, I don't know where, is a filthy dragon, and I want to rip its wings off and fasten a blanket and sleep with it forever. I love you. Thank you."
Whoa.
I know.
Well, she played the girl with the dragon tattoo.
Oh. Right. In the... I'm like, is that what his pet name for her?
Yeah, that's funny.
You filthy dragon.
I know, I love it.
It's going to rip off her wings. Avatar is, I love the movie, and I can't wait for there to be more of them. I think it's only been 13 years or something. I
mean, some of us don't care, but yeah, all right.
I love it.
Right.
And we've all heard about celebrities turning down big paychecks, and Matt Damon says that he may have turned down the biggest paycheck of everyone. In a new interview, he says he turned down, it sounds like, the lead role in Avatar. It could have made him very rich. He said, James Cameron offered me Avatar, and when he offered it to me, he goes, "Now listen, I don't need anybody. I don't need a big-name actor for this. If you don't take this, I'm going to find an unknown actor and give it to him. Because the movie doesn't really need you. But if you take the part, I'll give you 10% of the movie's profits."
And he said no?
He said no.
Why did he say no?
GQ is estimating that that would have been around $250 million.
Does it say why he said no?
Matt says, "I've left more money on the table than any actor, actually. But my kids are all eating. I'm doing okay." He turned it down because it would have caused major problems for The Bourne Ultimatum, and he couldn't work it in. I guess he was in the middle. I don't know what part of the production he was on, but he was like, "I can't leave."
Okay, well, that's easy.
Yeah.
I'm previously committed.
Yeah, can't
done.
Do it.
That's a simple...
It's not like he made a bad decision
right.
and just no. didn't go for
it. Yeah, that's simple.
But still, to leave $250 million right. dollars on the table, it's got to at least be a pang. Although,
it would be a...
What's he worth? He's got
160.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, is that all?
That's it, sir.
You know that people with their money, it doesn't matter what level you get to, you're still like, I need more
of that. I need
more
of that. More money. Can I have some more? Please. And Justin Bieber, as you know, recently, I guess, retied the knot.
They were God.
What? Oh, my God, what?
I came home yesterday in the middle of all the things I was telling you earlier middle of, and my kid is sitting in front of the Google Home Hub, and the Justin Bieber song, Baby, Baby.
Baby, baby, baby. No, like
is playing,
baby.
And she's eating string cheese and listening to that, right? And I come up, and I give her a hug from behind, and I give her a kiss, and I walk away because I'm in the middle of some stuff. I come back, and it's still playing again, like on repeat.
Oh, she likes that song.
So I leave because I'm doing five things, and I come back, and it's still on. And I'm like, when the heck? And I see my wife and go, what is going on in there? When did we become a Bieber fan?
Beliebers.
Apparently, she was hanging with an older kid at the party on Saturday night that they were at. And this is what she caught from one of them. And I don't question my missus much when it comes to the kids, because I don't believe that I have the answers. But she goes, all right, honey, you know, he has a lot of songs. Let's play a Bieber station. And I'm like, no, not more. he'll only go deeper.
Is she watching the video of it, too?
Yes.
Oh,
and she's just going to go deeper down that rabbit hole now.
Yeah.
Well, she's got to go down some rabbit hole. She's eventually going to find, you know,
I thought
bands
he
that
was
she
over,
likes.
Though.
Oh, no.
No.
People
He's still love
over.
Him.
Well,
he ain't over. He's never going to be over.
We got that going on, and it started yesterday.
Mm. Oh, well, you should mark the date in your calendar.
The how day old I was her. The older child.
I think Sienna's like 9 or 10.
Oh, an older influence.
Yes. Could be dangerous.
Yeah, those 9-year-olds, they'll get you kids.
Well, these kids have grown up together, though. It's not like I'm going to be able to, you know.
Break them
you
apart.
You have to stay
there's
away
no,
from
no
Sienna.
Pulling them apart.
Yeah.
That's Trina's kid.
Mm. Oh.
You know Trina.
Yeah, like your girl's best friend.
Right. They're best friends. Mm-hmm. They're family too.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I got a Bieber addict in the house now. Great.
Well, there's worse things.
Exactly.
Anyway, go on.
I can't think of any
offhand.
That's
what I was thinking.
But, you know.
You were about to tell me a Bieber story. Go on.
Really, it's nothing. He, you know, he got married again.
After all that.
Nothing compared to that.
Smash that into my forehead.
It's just nothing compared to that. Looks like Justin Bieber used the Kardashians' private jeweler to gift himself something for his wedding. It's a super rare watch. They say it's worth, I guess, around $100,000. It is a, he called it a little wedding gift for himself. It's from a, let me see if I can find the name of this. It's an Audemars Piguet Royal Oak 5402BA. It dates back to the 1970s. It looks like it's a terrible looking watch. I mean, I don't know why anybody wants that. But I say that they average about $50,000, but his is worth at least double that. So congratulations on your wedding gift to yourself, Justin Bieber. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Well, let's see here. I wanted to do... Sorry, I was in the
middle. Oh, take your time.
Micro-cheating or actually cheating?
Oh, micro-cheating. That's interesting.
And more after these.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. You can watch this show live. Hey, Vaughn! Vaughn's in there running the cameras. He's got all kinds of cameras going all around in here. And you can watch the show live every morning. Then he rolls it around, rolls it over throughout the rest of the day. And on the weekends, it's the best stuff, for God's sake. Vaughn in there doing all kinds of stuff. Go to radioalice.com/watch. That's a direct link to The Looking Glass.
They posted the video of me fixing my iPad yesterday.
Oh, fixing it. Yes. Is that what you call throwing it across the room? Oh, I didn't see that yet. Is that on Instagram?
Yeah, I saw it on Instagram.
Getting a nod from Vaughn.
So
there's
check
something
that
fun
out.
To
yeah,
yeah,
I mean,
see Vinny solve problems.
Is that what he did?
I don't know what he did.
This Alice report is brought to you by Organic Koo. With Organic Koo mobile app, ordering organic takeout has never been easier. Download the Organic Koo app in the App Store today.
Wow. An app for that.
So let me repeat this because it's a big deal this morning. There are four people dead, and this was earlier. All lanes of northbound Highway 101 here in the city were closed. I think they've now moved.
Just north of Candlestick Point.
Right. It's
northbound 101.
Yes.
It was a major, obviously, four people dead.
Yeah.
So it was a major crash, and it may still be causing issues out on the road.
They're still there. Channel 2 is reporting two lanes have been opened.
This was someone going the wrong way on the highway.
Yeah.
Right.
It's horrible. I mean, there's already photos of it everywhere, and it's just, it's awful. Don't look at them.
So I watched last night. Unfortunately, the A's did not get the win. So sorry to see that.
Solid season, though.
The A's lost. It wasn't close. 5-1. So the bats went cold, and it just didn't happen. They did sell out, though.
Oh.
Big crowd, 50,000 plus showed up to watch their A's.
Oh.
And the real trip, which I didn't even get to read the whole article this morning because I never get to read all the articles,
You skim through, yes, I'll look at that one later or not.
There's now controversy about whether they're going to be able to get the stadium they want built. And
because of the lawsuit?
The lawsuit that stopped the sale of... I guess the deal is the A's wanted to participate in the sale of the Coliseum area, which would help raise the money for them to build the stadium that they want and need. Mm-hmm. The city now has jumped in to say, we don't want them to be involved in the sale. I think Alameda County or whatever went down, it stopped the deal that they had in place. And the commissioner of baseball was like, the A's have tried their hardest. You've lost two of your teams. This is the one remaining pro team you have, and they've been as patient as they can. And if you block this, we're going to help them move. So I'm so sorry to hear that. And Libby was like involved and saying she's trying to negotiate this, and she's tried, I believe, to help keep the A's in Oakland. But man,
she doesn't want them to go.
Such a bummer to see that.
Teams to go.
Just as the park sells out and the team is there, you know, and they have they don't have a big budget.
No,
that's why they got a movie made about them.
Moneyball.
Billy Bean and his analytics and all his weirdness that he's figured out how to make a team work on no budget. Right. So I don't know where it's going to go, but I feel bad for the A's fans because there they are. They were there last night.
Yep.
So sorry, A's fans. Sucks.
It does suck.
All right. So I told you this story, the start of this story yesterday. It was about the Dallas police officer who she went to the wrong apartment. She walked in on the fourth floor instead of the third floor. It wasn't her apartment. It was some guy's apartment. And that guy was sitting in his house eating ice cream, watching TV.
And somehow her key
worked.
Either the door was unlocked or it somehow worked in that lock too, which is horrifying.
Amber Geiger was convicted of killing this guy. She's a police officer. Apparently the story goes that she'd had a long day at work and parked on the wrong floor and walked into this apartment thinking it was hers. Didn't notice that there's a different floor mat and different
furnishings,
everything. And this guy ends up shot and killed. This guy is a black man and she is a white police officer. Anyway, she was convicted and yesterday was sentenced to 10 years. The brother of the black man who was shot dead by her.
I did hear his name pronounced Botham this morning.
Botham, okay.
Because we wondered about that yesterday.
He was incredible, surprising, and
I cried in the car when I heard the story.
I'm not surprised because it choked me up too.
Did you hear the audio where he's asking for... Well, go ahead and tell the story.
I love you as a person. I don't wish anything bad on you, he said. From the stand, I don't know if this is possible, but can I give her a hug? And the judge said yes.
And she sobbed in his arms. And I thought, you know, as I'm crying in my car, I thought, you know, there's nothing for a situation like this. Like, nothing that happens in that courtroom can ever bring back the brother. The only thing that you can really do to lighten your soul in even the smallest way is to forgive someone. You know, no matter how it went down, it wasn't meant to go that way. It was an accident. It was a mistake, a horrible one. And I'm not saying that she should pay for it. But I just felt like here's a kid who is offering forgiveness of a sort to a woman who tragically took his brother away. I just thought that went miles into repair for both of them, probably, you know? I just thought that was just a huge gesture for him to make.
I don't know how...
Oh, God, I'm tearing up right now.
You find that...
So horrible.
To have lost your brother like that and know this has been something that's ongoing in the United States.
Right.
And you feel like... Anyway, it's... So she got 10 years, and a lot of people feel like that wasn't nearly enough, including the mother.
Right.
Who has said that this is corruption. That's what the word she used. So when I told you guys the story yesterday, the celebration at the guilty verdict was heartbreaking too, because it's awful,
and
the
it doesn't bring the guy
awful.
Back.
And
it's awful.
There shouldn't be any celebrating, but there had to be because
too many times white officers walk away from these things unscathed. So on that point, you know, this was a good point to make. Did she must have shown for this brother to actually want to hug this person. She must have shown remorse. Vaughn, I just saw you lean in. You got some thoughts on this? Come on in.
I did see on the news some reports of people protesting. They were pretty upset that that's all she got. Here, Vaughn.
Well, before you say anything, Vaughn, she got 10 years. They say she'll only serve 5, which is part of the problem.
Yeah, where are you at on this?
Yeah, of course, the sentencing, I think, was not enough at all, but that's the jury to decide. As far as the brother, I think his religion and forgiveness is amazing. It's awesome to feel that way. But they did find like texts and things on her phone of her saying racist mm-hmm. things to her coworkers, all that kind of stuff. So it is a little bit more than just an accident, and having no
like the black and white thing absolutely came into it.
Right, it comes back into it. So it's unfortunate for all parties, of course. But
well, I hope his heart's a little lighter
for
after
sure.
having offered that up. I mean,
sure.
I thought incredibly moving, and just even to hear her sobbing in his arms, I just felt mm-hmm. like, well, if there's any good that comes out of it, it's that one person can see the thing clearly. And anyway, sorry.
No.
Any other thoughts?
Yeah. So for him, that's awesome. For me, I'm not that evolved, I guess.
I'm not either, dude. I am not either.
But I go with the mom as far as how she feels about the entire thing. But overall, you know, rest in peace to Bottom Jean.
Right. And there it is, the bottom line right there.
Right.
Nothing brings that guy back.
I like the way Vaughn just said he's not that evolved.
Yeah.
I'm not either.
I don't
forgive the guy that killed my brother.
No.
Heck no. Still hate you.
Oh, that was a guy, a driver, right?
Mm-hmm. Vaughn reminded me of something. They had, they'd showed her Facebook page where she was real proud of, you know, of course, being a police officer, but she had made a statement, I shoot to kill. And people were like, there you go, look it.
Right.
But that's what they teach you, right, as an officer, don't they?
Shouldn't they teach you shoot to stop?
Well,
you know?
Hit him in the leg.
I always think
about that. Leapfrog from this story into that conversation mm-hmm. is probably the wrong thing to do. Mm. If I were a police officer, I'd be scared most days. So
yeah, sure. Totally.
I think that, you know, she walked into some dude's house.
Yep.
That's not a scenario where anyone should die.
Yeah.
She walked into his house.
She should have gone, oops, oh, this isn't my place.
My bad.
My bad, sorry.
But my apologies and my mm-hmm. bad. Please don't call the police on me.
But her first reaction
is into your home.
Yanking mm-hmm. her piece and shooting a guy.
So that's totally different than if you're out on the street fighting crime mm-hmm. and you're scared to death. But I don't want to take that conversation to there. Let's go here.
Okay.
There's a professional dancer named Jai Fears. That's a good name.
What do you mean by professional dancer?
Well, she's a professional dancer in Royal
What's
Oak, Michigan.
Fears?
Fears.
Fear. F-E-A-R-S?
Yes.
Okay.
Jai Fears. I don't know if it's a real name or it sounds very...
Well, that's why I'm asking. Like,
stage name.
It sounds very stagey.
Pro dancer as in I work at a strip club for money?
No. On Monday night, she was getting zombie makeup done for a Halloween marketing campaign.
Oh, so she's like a dancer. You could hire her to be on your tour.
Maybe.
I see. Okay.
Unfortunately, she had a panic attack that was so bad that she went to the ER. She was freaking out.
Half in zombie makeup.
Almost entirely in zombie makeup.
Okay. So she shows up there looking like a zombie.
Like something's really
like,
wrong with her. They thought something was very, very wrong with her. Like she'd gotten rotten and bloody and burned flesh and all over her face. And they rushed her into a trauma unit.
Oh, boy. Was she able to tell them, hey,
I'm
just...
She wasn't for the first bit of the...
Uh-oh.
The time she was there, she recovered enough from the panic attack to stop them and let them know that it's makeup.
Do you think that they thought, oh my God, the zombie apocalypse is actually happening?
Look at...
Oh my God. Okay, so here's the thing. First of all, she kind of looks like Janet Jackson. She's laying there with her eyes closed.
She's pretty.
Yeah.
She's got like... It's not that her entire body is done like that, but it's around her mouth and up over her nose. It truly looks like her face has been half eaten off. Like, it looks like her teeth are exposed. I don't know how they even did that. It's actually an incredible makeup job. And very, we're just looking at black and white pictures, but very realistic. And for them to get that far down without someone touching it and going, oh, this doesn't seem to be actual flesh.
The hospital was very unhappy with how all this went down. And
yeah, didn't the person who brought her in there say, this is makeup, I don't know what's going
apparently
on with
not.
Her?
They said...
It's almost like they just faked it to see how far they could get in the hospital. Like, that looks so real, let's take her to the hospital.
They can't comment on a patient, but they did issue a statement. The emergency room is not a place for fun games.
Oh, so they do think it was a...
They see many patients with severe medical issues where lives are at stake. Doctors need to be able to focus on those patients with true emergencies. You could see how that would appear to be a true emergency.
That does look like an emergency. If that wasn't makeup,
that's... Half her face is torn off.
Right.
Except that it's not.
They must have put that makeup on her and went, this looks amazing. Let's try it out at the emergency room.
I would hope not.
I think that's what they did use for her. You know, for no one to have said this is makeup when they brought her in is a little suspect. Because, of course, the intake nurse is like, oh, my God. Really, there was no chance for the person who, you know, if she can't even speak and she's having this panic attack, someone took her there.
Yeah.
I'm running out of time, but I'm going to just start my micro-cheating story, and I'll actually get to it on the next break. They say micro-cheating is basically when you do small things that flirt with infidelity. But you never actually do cheat. And 100,000 people recently took a survey on what counts as micro-cheating.
Okay, what counts as micro-cheating? I'm a flirt. I flirt all the time.
Following an ex on social media.
Oh, I don't do that.
If you found out John was following Doreen, would you be like, why, you son of a, you know what?
You know, I would be like, how come you didn't tell me? Because he's actually said, oh, I've looked for her.
You were Team Doreen at the...
I mean, she's a running joke. I'd be like, oh, let me see what she's up to. Why are you following? You contact with her? What's going on?
What if he said, you don't need to see that.
Mind
your business.
Like, well, what's going on?
Back up out of here.
What's going on here?
Nothing. Just you don't need to be in everybody's business all the time. Don't you have a purse to make?
I do. See you later.
So that following an ex on social media might be trouble? I don't know. I'm asking you.
I don't know.
If your husband was following his exes?
Like his ex-wife?
Sure.
He probably is following her.
No.
You'd be okay?
Yeah.
What if he found out you
were
following
her? She follows me. Mm-hmm.
I'd follow her, too. She has houses galore.
Yep.
If you deleted apps like Tinder from your phone but kept your account, is that cheating? So the app's been taken off, easily replaced.
Yeah.
All you have to do is hit the download thing.
Yeah, re-download that.
Your account is active. Is that okay?
I think that's okay. I mean, you know... Have we been married 10 years? Maybe it's time to delete the Tinder. But on the other hand, if I'm dating someone, I got the things off my head.
Did we meet on Tinder?
Yeah.
I don't know. A lot of little questions.
Yeah, I'll give you one more, and then I'll do the rest of these on my next break. Meeting up with someone and claiming it's work-related, but it isn't.
Oh, that's lying.
That feels cheating. That's
you didn't lying. Do it. You didn't make out.
But you lied about why you were meeting.
But you met up with someone, said it's work-related, but it isn't.
Yeah. That to me is a lie.
Over 50% said, yeah, you just cheated.
Right.
You just cheated. Another 42% said, well, it's at least suspicious, isn't it?
Yep.
Yes. Yeah, I don't know if it's cheating, but it's definitely lying. All right, I can't wait to hear the rest of this
cheating.
List.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
All right, quick break. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.